Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about Trump, Vice President Harris, and the United States Secret Service, because there were developments involving both details. We will start with the Trump stuff first. So his Secret Service detail is reportedly figuring out contingency plans to deal with a situation in which he is maybe found in contempt and ordered to go to jail. The planning for this reportedly started sometime after the ADA up there said that they were, quote, not yet seeking jail time. So that's as far as the contingency planning has gone in that regard. Realistically, this isn't going to be very hard. The main concern they're going to have is not really securing a particular area. It would be figuring out how exactly to deal with movement. They're not going to be incredibly comfortable with not being able to move him, especially if people know where he is. So I'm not sure if they will bring somebody on from the New York court staff or maybe bring in the U.S. Marshals, but they will have to come up with some way to move him in the event of an emergency. And then from there, they'll also make sure his medical needs and all of that stuff are taken care of if this eventuality was to occur. Now, moving on to the Harris detail, apparently they had what at this point sounds like a medical incident. One of the, as I understand it, one of the uniformed Secret Service officers was behaving erratically. I think somebody said that they were speaking gibberish, I think is the quote. It led to an altercation with the lead agent on that detail, a physical altercation. After that, the uniformed officer was cuffed, and after an evaluation, they wound up in the hospital. So it does appear to be a medical thing. Some of the reporting is mixed, saying that the uniformed officer was armed, and then some is saying that they were unarmed. My understanding was that the uniformed officer was armed, meaning they had their weapon, but the altercation did not involve a weapon. And I think that's where the confusion is coming in when it comes to the reporting. That's what the Secret Service has been up to. I'm sure they miss the days of, you know, just like having to hide girlfriends or whatever. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.